Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve, Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Greetings, everyone. This is Ruth Fairfax Frazier with FACT, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, here on Chris Radio. We have a dynamic program in store for you today, and it's going to be in two segments. The first we'll be discussing is that event that we wait all year for, and that is the fantastic Alvin Ailey Dance Theater. Yay. So we have a wonderful guest calling in. And he is a dancer, and in a moment, he's going to introduce himself. But I want to introduce everyone first to our co-host today. Her name is Lakeisha Gray Sewell. Welcome to the program, Lakeisha. It's been a while. We're so happy to have you back.
Thank you. It's always a joy to be back. It's always a joy to be with you. And I am so excited to be on a day that we have one of Chicago's own who's doing big things. So, hi, Solomon.
Hello. Hello, Lakeisha.
And Lakeisha, can you also introduce our other guest today?
Yes. So we have with us Miss Tiviana Wiley, who is the CEO of Pearl Bougie and Kick Cosmetics. And she's also Miss Illinois
yes.
American Dream yes. Ambassador. And a vocalist.
Wow.
Yes.
So welcome to the program, Miss Wiley.
Thank you for having me. Hi, Solomon.
Hello.
Solomon, can we start off the program with you telling us about your background?
Okay, perfect. Okay, so my name is Solomon Dumas. I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago.
Yay.
Born at Michael Reese Hospital. Yeah, it's no longer there anymore, but it was in Bronzeville, right? Michael
yes.
Reese. Anyway, I was introduced to dance through Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. One of the components of the organization is outreach. And before Mr. Ailey died, his last dream was to create an outreach program for inner city children or children who were underserved or underprivileged who wouldn't necessarily have the opportunities or the resources to learn discipline through dance, whether be it that they didn't have the monetary support or moral support, but he wanted to, you know, bring dance back to the people. That's a famous quote that I'm paraphrasing, but he believe that dance came from the people and it should be delivered back to the people. So that dream materialized into Ailey Camp. So my mom forced me to go to Ailey Camp, and at the time The camp was housed at the, on the west side at the Garfield Park Conservatory. That's where the camp was housed. So I would travel, I would take the Green Line from the south side over to the west side, and I would go to Ailey Camp. And so I was 12 at the time, and ever since that experience, I was hooked. I was bitten by the dance bug. So I immediately started taking dance classes afterwards. I auditioned for, at the time, it was school for the only school for the performing arts at the time, was Chicago Academy for the Arts. And that was on 1010 West Chicago Avenue. So I auditioned for that school, and I got in. I didn't know my right from my left, but they took me in because I was a boy. You know, men have privilege in dance. And so I trained at the Chicago Academy for the Arts, and I also trained with a person who I consider my my father. My that even makes sense, my surrogate father. He became like a father figure to me. His name was Russell Talbert. He had his own dance studio. Well, he has his own dance studio called the Russell Talbert Dance Studio. That's located on 26th in Michigan. So I would go to high school, and I would train in high school. And after school was over, I would go and I would train at his studio on scholarship. Then I graduated from Chicago Academy for the Arts, and I attended New World School of the Arts. And from then, I went on to study at the Ailey School. And there, I was able to join the second company, selected to join their second company, which is the junior company to the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. That's named Ailey 2. I danced there for 2 years, and I joined the first company, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, in May of 2016. Right. So that's a fast forward. That's an abbreviated version of my bio.
Okay. Now, I understand, Solomon, that's not the usual route for kids who just want exposure to the discipline of dance that go through the Alvin Ailey camp. It's normally just not a stepping stone to become a professional dancer. Is that correct?
Correct. I think that the camp is more or less a personal development camp, and it teaches, you know, young children discipline through dance, but it uses dance as that discipline. But it's not necessarily, you don't find too many of the dance of the campers to go on to become professional dancers. So I was one of the ones who really I stuck it out, and I maintain that focus. Dancing isn't necessarily the easiest profession. It's very competitive. People don't go into the dance field to make great large amounts of money. You become a dancer because you love what you do. You love it, and it does something. I can't even articulate it into words how I feel when I'm dancing and when I'm able to perform, but it's a very spiritual experience for me to be an artist in this company.
Yeah, so Solomon, my daughter is an aspiring dancer. She's been dancing since she was conceived.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a senior in high school now with hopes of majoring in dance next fall. So to me, that the fact that your mother, as a mother, the fact that your mother was able to identify in you something you didn't even realize you really, truly would, you know, dedicate your life to, what would you say to other parents who have children in Chicago? Like, first of all, what should they be looking for to identify their talents, whether it's dance or whatever it is? And then secondly, what should they do, or what should they be prepared to do to invest in their children's talents and passions?
Okay, as a parent, you know, giving and affording children the opportunity to be who they want to be, I think, is the most amazing thing you could do for your child. I can't think of a better way to celebrate a child is to honor and cultivate that talent and honor their dreams and help them to pursue, be it, you know, I had Ailey Camp. Some people, if you don't have the monetary support or the funds to, you know, enroll your child into a school of dance, you know, they may have scholarship programs, they may have other programs. I remember Now, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a program when I was coming up called Gallery 37.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Mayor Daley's wife, I think she had created that program, but it was a program where you could, in the summertime, you could actually get paid to study your craft. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure if that exists, but you know, Chicago always had those programs.
Yeah, it's
Park District. You could. Chicago was. We were hooked up in Chicago,
and it still
always
exists.
Some sort of program. So, being that being said, you know, there's so many programs out there. Enroll your child in one of them. My advice to the child would be to stay focused and to stay in class and to learn your craft. Practice. Stay in class. Stay enrolled. Stay in class. I think people can be talented and people can have a natural talent, but in order to have longevity, you really have to master the craft. Because that'll take you further and you'll be able to last longer with the technique versus just having a natural ability. I'm not saying that natural ability is, you can't survive on natural ability, but to get that ability cultivated, that talent cultivated, and to master that craft, you're going to last so much further.
We know the most talented aren't always the ones who actually, it's those who actually commit to it, dedicate it, and actually study to get better and grow. So absolutely.
Right.
And the Gallery 37 is now, it's still Gallery 37, but the programming is called After School Matters. And yes, daughter has, even during the school year, they can be paid for interns, you know, after school, whatever it is.
Wow.
T-shirt, it's expanded.
Wow.
T-shirt making, glass blowing, it's so much. And you are proof positive that's, you know, that's what is necessary. Especially, I don't want to get bogged down on it, but I definitely want to talk to you about, we know, what it is like for us growing up here in Chicago, for you to be able to do something that is not,
atypical.
It's not typical for a black boy on the south side of Chicago. You know, how did you navigate that? How did you be able to be yourself and be authentic to who you truly were and still navigate that?
Well, I had the support of the community. I had the support of the South Side. I had the support of my mom. I had the support of mentors and family members. I went to a school, a grammar school at the time, elementary school. I went to Betty Shabazz International Charter School. And I graduated from there. And so that education was unmatched for me. If you know anything about I believe it's called Betty Shabazz Academy, but if you know anything about that, the curriculum, it's a African-centered curriculum, and it focuses on black history as well as African history as well as knowledge of self. And I had that support system. I was fortunate and privileged enough to attend that school and learn the history of my people as well as the history of people on the south side of Chicago. And we had that support system. You know, of course, there was, you know, I hate to even bring it up, but of course, you know, the South Side was always, you always had your little pockets of what's the word I'm looking for?
Trouble.
trouble. Yeah, you had your pockets of trouble, but South Side, I remember, was a business community. I mean, people, we looked after each other, and we, you know, you knew where you're supposed to be, but at the end of the day, we have support. Like my friends, all of my friends that I grew up with are doing amazing things, and they're business owners, or you know, they've gone off to graduate and gone to go back to the South Side and start programs and teach in schools, and they become these amazing people. So I have the support of the community. I have the support of the spiritual community on the South Side. I have the support. It was one big family. You know, that's what black people do. We look after each other.
That's right. Especially
we pray
South
for
side.
Each other, and we that saying, one nation under God, that's what I think of. That's the image of the South Side is one nation under God. That's the South Side I remember. So that's why I was able to progress the way I was able to, because I had that support system, and I was surrounded by love and encouragement.
Well, we are so excited for March 7th to get here, March 7th through the 11th, so that we can look and actually bring our family out and bring out the Southsiders to support you, but also to see what Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater has for us this year growing. You hit on something that was leading into my next question, and it's so ironic that you did. You talked about Betty Shabazz, which two of my nephews attended, so I'm the history and the tradition. So we know this past weekend, you know, Black Panther opened all over the world.
Wakanda forever. Yeah, I actually got a chance to see it yesterday.
Yes, wow. And we've seen this resurgence of, well, I guess it's not resurgence for those of us who've been in it, but we've seen more people mm-hmm. brought to just the feeling of empowerment from seeing the Afrocentricity and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
As you said before, Alvin Ailey, before he died, this is something that was his passion and his vision a long time ago. So how do you mm-hmm. feel, you know, continuing in that tradition, how do you feel Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater is continuing that upliftment of African-American people, our traditions and our history and our spirituality? You know, Revelations is always the classic, and now with mm-hmm. Inside, that's bringing something different. But how do you feel being a part of that, being able to do that?
Being a part of it, it's a privilege to be able to work alongside some of the most amazing dancers who happen to be Black. The company is predominantly African American, and so with that, it's amazing to be a part of that. It's an honor and a privilege for me to be able to work alongside these artists, as well as work alongside choreographers who are still choreographing and making works that discuss the Black experience. I think the company was founded on celebrating the African-American experience through the modern dance tradition, and now as dance progresses and evolves into this contemporary format that we see now on stage, you have choreographers like Robert Battle, who's our current artistic director, who choreographed this solo called Inside. I'll be performing that, and that's a more darker, it's a darker content solo. It is choreographed to the music of Nina Simone, and it's about this man's innermost, deepest thoughts and feelings. And then you have a piece choreographed by a current company member, Jamar Roberts, and it's entitled Members Don't Get Weary, and it's choreographed to John Coltrane, and it is a testimony of a group of people who are finding their way through oppression and through the hardships of life, and the resilience and the salvation they receive through keeping their faith through everything that's going on around them. And it's something that Black people have always experienced, and this is just his contemporary idea. This is his vision, and this is his choreographic work about that concept. So the company is maintaining, that vision of celebrating and discussing the African American experience. You have Revelations that was choreographed in 1960, excuse me. And now you have Members Don't Get Weary, choreographed by Jamar Roberts, which I think is an amazing piece. I think it is one of my favorite pieces.
Well, we'll all be able to see it. We'll all be able to see it March 7th through the 11th at the Auditorium Theater here in Chicago, Solomon Dumas. We are so proud of you. So proud to see one of our own in the illustrious and the just Alvin Ailey. What else can you say when you think about dance and African-American community, but not only that, just the global presence and the global impact? Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll make sure we get this
Welcome.
To you so that you can share with your mom and all of the family on the South Side so that they can hear you, and we'll be encouraging everyone to go and get their tickets to check out the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater.
And thank you so very much, Solomon, because we know Alvin Ailey is known as the ambassador globally for bringing Africa. Afrocentric dance to the world. And we thank you for being a part of this tradition.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Bye now. Welcome back to Fact Building Community Strengthening Nations. We hope that you enjoyed the first segment of our program with the dancer from Alvin Ailey, Solomon Dumas. And we are back with our co-host, Lakeisha Gray Sewell. Welcome back, Lakeisha.
Thank you for having me back. I'm enjoying today.
And could you kindly again introduce our guest?
Yeah, so we have Chicago's own, this woman is just incredible, Tiviana Wiley. She is a Chicago native from the west side of Chicago, but I'm most impressed with her bio and the title that she's given herself and earned, Beautypreneur.
Oh.
Beautypreneur. And yes. She started her own line of a cosmetics brand, Pearl Beauty, and Kick Collection. And the Kick Collection stands for Keep It Cute Charms.
Okay.
Yes. And so she's here with us, and she's also Miss Illinois American Dream 2016 and 2017. And she is the Miss Illinois Ambassador of Hope for Tiaras of Hope. Yeah. So we are happy that we have her.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start off, before you tell us about your background, Miss Wiley, spell beautypreneur, and what does that mean?
Beautypreneur. Well, just like entrepreneur, beautypreneur.
Okay.
But basically, with me having my fragrance, that's basically where Pearl Bougie started off from. Actually, no, it was nail polish. Nail polish was the theme for Pearl Bougie. I'm infatuated with pearls. And later on, I had this nose in this field for just a fragrance. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to try my own fragrance. I'm playing on grandmother's dresser. I'm just mixing certain things up. I'm like, you know what? I can actually come up with my own. And from there, I did. My grandmother was a worker with Avon for like 35 years. And I just felt like, I can do this. Like, and she was like, I think you can too. And I'm like, yeah, grandma, this, and it inspired me. So I'm like, I think I'm a beautypreneur. It is. I just didn't want to settle with just the whole, just beauty background. I'm like, no, cause it's everything. I didn't limit myself with just one particular product or one item. So that's what beautypreneur is.
And you're doing it in not in a way as a consumer, but as you say, a businesswoman, an entrepreneur.
Yes.
So absolutely.
And I definitely want other women to be added on as well.
Okay.
So I am so excited, Miss Ruth, that Tiviana is, she called us up. She heard about this event that my organization, Girls Like Me Project, is hosting. Yes. You know, we're hosting our, last year we did Hidden Figures. This year we're doing a screening for A Wrinkle in Time, which is the movie that's produced, that's a Disney movie produced by Ava DuVernay and Oprah Winfrey, and it stars, black girls will be able to see themselves reflected in this character and in this story, which is a Storm Reid is actually the young lady who will be starring in this. And so black girls will be able to see themselves, and we use this to kind of further our mission, which is to portray black girls in positive roles and to expose them to media messages that are positive, that's inspiring, and that also broaden their ambitions and aspirations. And so Tiviana saw what we were doing, and
yes,
with her own, you know, she just said, how can I fit in? And so now she is going to be one of our panelists.
Yay!
Because, you know, this is not just a movie. This is a movie for a cause. And so we have a panel that's actually talking about digital storytelling and the power of storytelling and telling our own narrative, and also about representation and what that means. So Tiviana is on our panel along with Leslie Martinez Etherly of Contexture Media Network, Deanna McLeary Sherman from True Star Media, and Ms. Cabrille Briati of Cabrille Chats will serve as our moderator. And so we're going to have a good day. This day is going to be where girls can do some hands-on STEAM activities. That's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. So they'll be able to see how this, you know, this is a sci-fi movie, a science fiction movie. And so they'll be able to see some of the things that go into animation, some of the things that go into filmmaking, and how science is a part of it all. So they'll have some fun, but still be inspired to have their career paths and what they can study and get their hands on. So I'm really excited. We're doing this event not only as a screening, but also a fundraiser for the organization. We have a free summer camp that we do each year. So the funds that we raise here will go towards that. But not only that, we're also sending two girls to Latin America in August. And so the proceeds that we make from this film will help a girl see this movie and inspire her through the film, but it will also help us do our other programming. And so I just want to say to Tivi, and they can go online to our site, Girls Like Me Project, to get more, girlslikemeproject.org, to get more information. They can also follow us on Facebook, Girls Like Me Project. But I just want to say that Tiviana, with her own, she's sponsoring some of the program as well. But I want her to talk about what made her call us up and be involved and what she hopes to bring to the table and get out of it.
Okay. Well, actually I seen all the hashtags. It was just a wonderful organization. Just the title alone, Girls Like Me, it just stood out. So I just knew that whatever it was, I had to be a part of it. And then when I seen exactly who was the director, the founder, I'm just like, I didn't even talk to you, but the spirit, the pitch, it was just like, I have to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And as I was reading through and just the meaning of it and how it inspired other young ladies to go out and to even go out in other countries, I'm just like, how could I not be a part? I mean, I just have to, like, no matter what it is that I have to do, if I have to start up something to just fund, whatever it is, like, I just have to be a part of it. And just the name alone is a girl like me.
So we're going to use Pearl Bougie as well. Her organization, Tiviana has an organization called Pearl Bougie, as well as her Kick, Keep It Cute Charm. So we're going to do a lot more partnership, and she should be back on to talk with your guest and get more involved in her story. She has a powerful story, okay, a very inspiring story. And I'm just so glad that she was able to come on today with us,
of course,
and that she's going to be a part of this on March 10th. It's at Studio Movie Grill. The doors will open at 9:30. The movie starts at 11 o'clock, but we have the panel discussion in the expo prior to. And we're just looking forward to Chicago coming out to support and for our girls to actually see positivity on the screen produced by Black women for, yes, Black girls. Yes. I'm loving it.
Get your tickets.
Okay. Well, ladies, before we close out for today, first, I want to thank you for coming on, Lakeisha, for hosting the first segment of our program with Alvin Ailey. And lastly, I want you both to promise that you're going to be back very soon. Give us more information about your organizations. And lastly, give us contact information where, yes, we can get more involved with what you're doing, as well as coming out to support this fundraiser.
Yes. So I would say just a simple thing to do is just go to our website, girlslikemeproject.org. It'll lead you to our Twitter, our Facebook, and our Instagram and YouTube pages. And you can always call 773-599-3490, 773-599-3490 for if you want to support in any way. We also are taking sponsorships or organizational support as well. And I thank you for this opportunity.
Well, thanks again, ladies, for coming on. And Chicagoland, always remember that the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, is here to help build communities and strengthen nations through promoting exemplary public service and volunteerism. Please join us next week on this same station for what promises to be an excellent program of lively conversation. Peace and blessings to you and your loved ones. Bye now.